That would be a bucket or a pail.
Are they the same thing?
They're the same.
Any difference into what they're in, as to what they're made of?
No, except that whenever you think of a bucket could be wood as well as metal. The pail, for the most part, is always metal.
What kind of metal?
Probably tin.
Size make any difference?
A pail is not going to be large. It could be the inside, but not so very large. Not as large as a bucket.
What would you call it if it were plastic?
A pail.
You wouldn't say bucket if
you could call it a plastic. You could call it a bucket still.
So those two terms are really just about the same.
They're pretty much interchangeable.
Would it make a difference if you carried milk in it instead of water?
I think if you carry milk in it, it's probably a pail.
Okay.
That may be literary. Mm-hmm. The same thing that if it's wood, it's always a bucket.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't have a wooden pail, but you could have a metal bucket.
You could have a metal bucket, but you could not have a wooden
pail.
Got it,
right. No, I think I agree with that. I think that's my usage, too. How about the container you'd put food or stuff in for the pigs?
Now, that was a trough.
Well, the thing, you'd carry it out to the trough in the...
I think you carry it out in a pail.
What kind of pail?
It could be metal or wood.
What would you call the stuff, actually, that you were taking to them?
That would be slop.
So you'd call it a...
I guess a slop bucket.
And not slop pail?
And not slop pail. It's an answer.
Slop and bucket go together?
I think slop and bucket go slop pail. I don't recall slop pail.
But you've heard slop bucket?
I think I've heard slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And slop jar, but for slop jar was for something else.
Slop jar you keep under the bed.
You keep under the bed.
Yes, when you don't have an indoor bathroom. I've heard of that too.
Yes.
Chamber pot, that's what they have in England.
Chamber pot. Oh, that's interesting.
Do they have those in this country? People usually say slop jar.
No, that's slop jar.
Some English hotels still have chamber pots in them.
Isn't that
I always think it's funny when I open a door and there's a chamber pot.
And there's a chamber pot.
Let's see, that's a little off the subject. What was I about to say? We were talking about the slop bucket
and the trough.
Oh, trough, that was it. If you had several of those, you'd say I have several.
I have several troughs.
Okay, wanted to get the plural of that one. Then the thing you put on the stove to fry eggs in, you call it?
It's a skillet.
Any other name for it?
A skillet. I don't think so, except that it could be a grill. Except that a grill is built in.
Would you ever use the term frying pan?
It could, yes, frying pan would be legitimate.
But it's not your normal term?
It's not my normal term. We always say skillet.
Suppose it were electric.
It's still an electric skillet.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That is also my usage, so maybe that's the Atlanta usage. Now, I thought pretty much your usage and mine are the same, so I don't know whether it's regional or whether it's education or what.
I suspect it's a mixture of both.
Probably. Okay, we did that one. How about a container that you, there's not one in here, that you put flowers in the house?
That could be a vase. Mm-hmm. It could also be a vase.
What would you say?
I would say vase. I say vase when it's larger.
Oh.
I think in terms of the vase as being larger and more elegant.
Like? That's not very elegant, but is that big enough to be a vase?
That would be a vase.
Okay.
Yes, that would be a vase.
How about something for growing flowers?
That would be a flower pot.
Okay. I'm skipping that. Eating utensils that you put beside the plate, the things you...
Would be a fork, a knife, and a spoon.
And if you had two of the thing that you cut with, you'd say you had...
You'd have two knives.
Yes. And if the dishes were all dirty, you'd say I must...